comes along. Until the real.
And ask you all to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Madam Clerk, would you lead us in a roll call?
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Anand.
Here.
Commissioner Miller.
Here.
Vice Chair Fuller.
Present.
Chair Maynard.
Present.
Thank you.
With that, I would like to check and see if there's any public forum speaker slips.
No, Chair Maynard.
Thank you for confirming that. With that, we will move on to our first discussion action item, and that will be the updated general plan conformance findings for the capital improvement program, fiscal year 2017-2018. And I believe we have some presentations from Ms. Wells and Ms. Glaglione.
Yes. Thank you, Chair and Commissioner. Good evening, and thank you very much for meeting on short notice to have a follow-up on our capital improvement programs tonight. So we staff appreciates that you're working with us on this. As you know, our capital improvement program is a very thorough document as part of our budget, and so we're making sure that the document that you review, which is our CIP for general plan conformity, is exactly the same one that the City Council will be reviewing. So that's what tonight's doing. It's lining everything up. And with that, I'll start the presentation and turn it over to Rosemary to talk more about the individual projects that we're adding to your list. So first, a little background. On May 22nd, just a couple weeks ago, you guys reviewed the list of capital improvement projects and found them in conformance with our general plan, and via a resolution to the City Council made that finding in order for them to be able to adopt our budget. Since May 22nd, as I just said, the staff identified additional capital improvement projects to include. And we updated our project list, we made general plan conformity findings, and we circulated the staff report for this meeting tonight. I bring this up because we, since then, have found another project, just one, not found, but it has been decided to include it in the capital improvement program as part of the next year's budget cycle, and that's a Project 9083, and it's signal upgrade. So we'll be talking about these projects tonight and how they're in conformance with the general plan, but I just wanted to flag that. So when we get time to make the motion for you to consider approval of this item, I have some wording for you as far as making the motion. But before we jump into the details, I wanted to point some things out that are on the dais in front of you. First, you have the amended table of CIPs that's attached to your resolution that you'll be considering tonight, and that includes that 9083 plus all the new ones since you last saw this item on May 22nd. Also on the dais is, and that table is revised, also available for the public at the table. Then there's also some capital improvement program worksheets. In the past, we have not provided you the worksheets. I think in the future we will. I think it makes a lot of sense. So thank you for suggesting or requesting these. We provided you with the sheets for the projects that are added to your list that you'll be considering tonight. There were a few that aren't in this packet printed out. It just because we're getting it ready and we just missed them. But we will be presenting them to you tonight, and they're in the table. Also wanted to make sure that you know this and that the public is aware that the capital improvement program sheets that we have in the dais, we also emailed them to all five of you prior to this meeting, are available to the public and to you, so you can see the entire package of how many projects do we have?
57.
Yeah, so we have 57 CIPs. They are on the city's website for the June 6th City Council meeting. Under the budget, so you will, June 7th.
Tomorrow, June 6th.
It's June 6th, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, June 6th. Just making sure. You never know. What day is it? What month? Okay, so June 6th. We're good on June 6th. That's for the budget. So anybody who wants to take a look at all of the projects that comprise our capital improvement program can go straight to our budget. So without, make sure I got all these administrative things. So basically our PowerPoint's just focusing on the newly added CIPs that or modified CIPs from our May 22nd meeting. So with that, I'm just going to jump right here, and we're starting with the Evergreen Park restroom and set up the same way as the May 22nd presentation with the project name and then the policies that enable you to make this general plan conformity finding. And those policies are the same ones that are listed in your staff report packet in the resolution. So go ahead, Rosemary, and give them a little.
All right. Thank you. And once again, I do want to thank you all for your patience and indulging us and letting us come back for another bite of the apple here. There's a lot of activity at Evergreen Park, and for a long time we've known that a restroom, a permanent restroom, is needed. Right now there's a porta potty over near the creek, which is not even a good, really great place for that. So this project is going to go ahead and going to put a new restroom, and this is actually the wrong location. I think this is an older slide. The restroom be pulled back a bit. Residents did not want to see the restroom right on the street, so that it'll be pulled back. So it's sort of between the play field and the tennis courts. Yes.
Madam Chair, are those parking spaces to scale?
I doubt that they are. No, okay. This is just a conceptual sketch.
They look kind of small.
Yes. We recognize that for the other project there, for the playing field, that there will need to be some additional parking. All right, well, we plan on getting that. We've got some conceptual stuff. We plan on getting design and construction done in 2017-18. Improvements to the athletic field and parking lot at the community center. So there is a rather raggedy-looking field near the Boys and Girls Club in the back, and our parks manager has applied for $500,000 grant to go ahead and refurbish the field, add some seating, some lighting, and also to do some improvements in the parking lot immediately adjacent to the field so that people can drive up and use that. So we're hoping to find out any day if we have that grant. Chances are very good, though.
Is that at the bottom of the photograph
there? Yes, okay. That's at the bottom of the photograph there, that field, vacant field. Okay. Old Town Drainage Study. We began a drainage study a while back when we were looking at during the RDA and looking at doing the Hollister redesign. But as we've been working on some individual projects like the Magnolia sidewalk infill and looking at some of the Old Town sidewalk infill that's going on, and council had expressed an interest in really having a comprehensive study. So what we're going to do first is, of course, draw together all of the information that we already have. The hard part is the receiving system is much smaller than can ever fit all of the drainage. I mean, both in terms of the nearby creek and the pipes that are in the ground. So we'll be having to look at being creative, but at least we will have a better idea of exactly where all of the water is going and what changes we can make. Vision Zero plan. I don't know if it's truly a project, but we are adopting Vision Zero, and the way things used to be done is that you would say, well, you know, you only have this many collisions per million vehicle miles, and that's acceptable. And you only have this many fatalities, well, that's acceptable. And Vision Zero, the concept is not zero is the only thing that's acceptable, because collisions are usually preventable in some way. And so the initial document is just a small statement of things that we'll look at, but we're also going to draw from successful Vision Zero plans that are already out there in the Bay Area, in Los Angeles, and then cherry pick those things that we want to include instead of reinventing the wheel. And it goes to, an example is when we were doing the Hollister Class 1 bike path and looking at, well, should we make it 2 lanes? Should we leave it at 4? And we talked about and went through things that could happen in a driver's mind if they don't have a gap and they're getting frustrated. And then they decide and they go. At the same time, a kid comes flying up. And, I mean, you look at all of these things and try to get in a driver's head more than just doing straight engineering and say, well, this matches this guideline and this policy, and you move forward. And so it really puts a little more pressure on us to think things through and to imagine ourselves as that driver or pedestrian or bicyclist. So it's exciting. Any questions? Okay. Goleta Traffic Safety Study. This is something that we just found out. We got the grant. I mean, we were given notice 5 days before the deadline and got this in, and we were able to get this. So we're looking at all of our arterials and all of the roads that you see there that are colored, and I can't read them from here, unfortunately. But what we're looking at is what's going on, what are some of the hot spots, and we do already have heat maps and things from other studies we've done to show where concentrations of collisions are. We have the input from the Bike Ped Master Plan and other things. And what it's going to be looking at is what are some of the things that we should be looking at doing as we move forward in our projects. This study, and it's about $250,000, and the grant is $225,000. This will help us when we go for the Highway Safety Improvement Program grants. So there's a document that shows all of the treatments that you can do that will get you high points in these grants, because now they're all, you know, it's like a broken leg is worth this and the, you know, stop sign's worth this. So you really, it's a numbers game, and this helps you to see what the most competitive projects would be and what the most competitive treatments would be. Because then those other things that might not be competitive, instead of wasting time chasing something we can't get, we would know that we'd have to use other funding to do that. But this would make our grant seeking much more efficient. Signal upgrades. These were put in as a capital project. They might have been just considered major maintenance in the past, but we're going to be looking at the intersection of Fairview and Cairreal, and Fairview and Encina first. And we have at Fairview and Encina, we are looking at adding a 1A pole on that southeast corner so that the signal and pedestrians are in the driver's view where they need to be. Everything is fine based on when it was designed. But if you were going to redesign these intersections today, there would be some things that you would do differently. And we'd be looking at making sure we have all of the ADA upgrades, the pedestrian push buttons are in the right place, et cetera. And then we will be doing Hollister at Rutherford and at Pine. And we've replaced the controller at Pine. We still have a 40-year-old controller at Rutherford. And if we always keep an extra controller now. So, I mean, if we had to swap it out, we could swap it out. But this would include changing out even the electrical, the conduit to the power source under both of these streets. Because while we were able to change out the one on Pine, the power cables are fused to the conduit. They've been in there for so long when you figure that, you know, the controllers are 40 years old. So, and then, you know, every year we'll be picking new signals to go ahead and do upgrades on. San Miguel Park improvements. This is, for any of you who don't know, you see the square on the left or the rectangle on the left. The playground is raised, and it's got a timber retaining wall. And there's starting to be a little movement there, and it's just something that, and timber and everything else, it really needs to be redone. And so we're looking at potentially moving it to make ADA access easier. So as we're looking at all of our playgrounds now, we're not just saying, oh, okay, well, we'll fix this, fix that. We're saying, okay, we have to do ADA access. We have to do all this. Is it in the right place? And maybe we need to move it. So those are things that we'll be looking at for this park. And this is all from the Rec Needs Assessment. Santa Barbara Shores.
Sorry, can I ask one question on the San Miguel Park one?
Sure.
So is that expanding or moving?
Moving, we could add some. We could add some features. Mm-hmm. We're not that far yet. This will be after some of the others that we're doing. And then that would come to the Parks Commission also, and there's public outreach. So the parks manager is doing public outreach on all of the parks that we're going to be upgrading playground equipment to find out what they would like to see. Santa Barbara Shores, the first thing that we'll be doing is we're going to remove the swing set in the foreground because it's a little too close to the retaining wall there. I wouldn't say that it's a hazard, but it just doesn't meet today's standards. So we're going to take that out. Then we're going to come back after we get these other parks done, and we're going to redesign the pathways for ADA access and make sure that we can get ADA access to that park. Stork Glenanny Interchange analysis. Most of you probably realize there's a problem at this interchange. You go to exit, sometimes you are still sitting in the travel lanes of the highway, which is not a good situation. It's been that way ever since I came to work here in 2007. That off-ramp was supposed to be two lanes, but it was Caltrans constructed it as a single-lane off-ramp. So the storage that should be there isn't being used. We also have a terrible tangle there in that area. And we know that the 101 overcrossing, the new one to the west that we're going to install, will take some of the pressure off that, but it won't fix everything. So we talked with Caltrans, and we're going to be performing a deficiency analysis to show them what is broken. And the other thing is to pull this out of the congestion management plan with SBCAG, because the odd thing is, for example, Fairview, that is, according to, if you look at it in the congestion management plan, it's like a level of service A and B. Because the congestion management plan removes the effects of the state system and leaves just the local traffic. So we have to go ahead and we have to really analyze this with what is really going on the ground.
Can you tell us a little bit about what A and B means? Like, sure, what do those levels mean?
Well, if level of service A, you're not, I mean, the only time you're going to stop, you're going to stop for a light or a stop sign. You're not going to hit any traffic at all. Level of service B, you might experience a little bit, you know, slowing down because someone's making a turn or something. Level of service C is the minimum for most of our road, our intersections. And you're going to have some waits, but nothing is going to be too terrible. Hollister and Stork is allowed a level of service D. And that's probably the worst one that we have, although it'd be interesting when we show on the ground what's happening here or what's happening in Fairview Kyriel in the future, what we really have, because it's probably not pretty. But it's not as bad as L.A., where they have level of service F1, F2, F3, F4, and sort of like tornadoes.
And that's based on design, not on the actual wait times there, because you said like some factors weren't included in that.
Oh, no, when you're looking at, when you get the numbers, level of service at the interchanges and what they do to local streets, they pull out the traffic from the highway, oddly. So we're putting it back in, and we're going to do and show exactly what's going on, and we, and see what it is that needs to be done to make this work right. And part of that is going to be working with Caltrans. And, yes, it'll be interesting.
Thank you so much. The explanation was quite helpful.
Sure. Los Carneros. Huh?
Sorry, it's the wrong picture.
That's right. That's right. We could have waited to see if they caught that. So this is the wrong picture, but the next project is the Los Carneros Road interchange, the on-ramp, the southbound on-ramp. So we went ahead and we added a dedicated right turn lane when we replaced the bridge out there a couple of years ago. And longer term, we know that what we're going to have to do is widen that out a little bit and add more width and more length to the to where you could have two lanes on the on-ramp, because we're going to need to be able to have the two right turns or right turn and the left turn going onto the on-ramp at the same time. We started working on this when Target was coming, then we stopped, but we're going to at least work on getting the preliminary engineering done, because as we get to build out, this will be necessary.
Yeah, pardon me, but I was looking at the very nice detailed we have here, and the budgeting on it I see that there's about almost 900,000 that's already there in place, but there's another 800,000 that this is short. So I was just wondering where the unfunded 800,000 was going to come from.
Well, as we get closer, we'll get even more accurate estimates. We're revising the GTIP. This could end up in the new GTIP, which, you know, we could use more GTIP funds on it. We could look at grant funding. So there are a lot of ways to get there.
But at the moment, it's just unfunded, so it's...
Well, we know it's that we haven't identified the funding. There's,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a better way.
Yeah, I think that's a better way.
Maybe
funding not identified would be. And we don't really need to now because it's outside the budget cycle. And we have money to do preliminary engineering and design.
I see that. Thank you.
Sure. Stowe Grove Multipurpose Field. So this is also in the recreation needs assessment. It was identified that there's an active play area needed here. So that will happen after Evergreen. And a public swimming pool. This is outside of the... way outside of the two-year cycle. We haven't identified a location yet, so that has to happen. But it is in the recreation needs assessment. This would be, when we redo the parks master plan, this will also be in there. So, as I said, we haven't found the spot yet, but this pulls it out of the future projects and the conceptual stage and puts it on the five-year window. And the same thing for a recreation center or a gymnasium. We don't have a location yet, but this pulls us out of the someday we're going to do this category and puts it into the five-year window, also in the recreation needs assessment.
I have a quick question on that point. So just to clarify, I see that the staff report says, you know, these projects were moved into fiscal year 17-18, but that's just an indication that this is sort of moving into that the five-year general window, not necessarily that this is...
Correct.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, it's a 17-18 budget. It shows up. But our budget, if you look at the individual project sheets, it shows a five-year time span.
Got it.
And so we're not saying we're doing it in this two-year budget cycle, but it shows a commitment. It has it puts it where we can see it. And we start looking for where it might be. We start looking for funding. And I would imagine the park's master plan will be done first, which will help to inform us as well, because that will start soon.
All right. So one of the things that Ms. Gaglione didn't mention when she was giving her presentation, but I think it was because it was so obvious, was the corresponding policies in the general plan that enable us and actually direct us to do these projects. They're really pretty tight to our general plan. So you could see, though, on the slide, they listed out the policies, and then, of course, they're in your staff report packet as well. But we're really following the heart of the general plan and the build-out, especially with a little more of the recreation. Now it's on our horizon. We're looking at these recreation needs, we're identifying more specifics on what those needs are and starting to track them. So you'll hear more about that in the future. There were some administrative changes that we made to the table that's in your packet. And just to be thorough, we wanted to make sure that you understand all of those edits that were made. One, we gave some clean things up where we now had assigned project numbers, and that was for the park's master plan. And then also when there was a change in the environmental document, for example, instead of just saying TBD, we put, if it was an environmental impact report, we clarified. And then there were some of the project names and the project status that were just not exactly in line with the CIP that's in our budget, and we wanted it to be exact language. So we made some of those administrative changes. And that is what you'll have in your packet. So that brings me to the resolution. So we have a recommendation that's in your packet, and we ask that you consider the recommendation as amended with the Exhibit A that's at the dais in front of you tonight. that's presented to you at the Special Planning Commission meeting tonight. And that was the addition of the signal interchange. I think it's 9083.
You mean Exhibit 1? You said Exhibit
A. Yes. So it's Exhibit A, and you'll see it says, you'll see it says amended on it. It's on the dais. So it's this. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what was in your packet, except for it mm-hmm. says amended, and it has the 9083, the signal upgrades mm-hmm. project. Mm-hmm. And so if you make your motion consistent with staff recommendation, we would just say adopt the resolution as written and amended by amended Exhibit A as presented to you at this special meeting.
Yep. Okay. Okay. But just for correction again, though, you mean Exhibit 1, not Exhibit A. There is no Exhibit A, correct?
Exhibit 1.
Yeah, thank you.
A quick question for council. There was a couple of projects that were noted in here. One in particular that's quite close to where I live. Is there any concerns with proximity to where you live and the specific projects listed?
No, not for this particular type of topic. If we were mm-hmm. approving a project in certain proximity of your residence, then we would look into any conflict of interest issues.
Okay, thank you. I thought that was the case, but wanted to double check. Do we need to do any type of disclosures?
No.
For similar reasons. Okay. Are there any comments from the public?
No.
Desk. with that, are there any questions for staff that have not been addressed yet? Okay. With that, I will close the public hearing. And at this point, we can deliberate. Is there any discussion amongst the planning commissioners of this item? Okay, seeing no dialogue, would anybody like to make a motion?
I would move that we adopt resolution number 17, entitled A Resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, rescinding resolution number 1704 and finding the fiscal year 2017-2018 capital improvement program is in conformance with the Goleta General Plan, Coastal Land Use Plan, pursuant to section 65401 of the Government Code, with amended Exhibit 1 as presented this evening to the Planning Commission.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, now we may vote. We'll vote on the side going over.
Yes.
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 Wonderful. With that, we close that agenda item, and we will move on to our director's report. Director, do you have any comments?
Just a few. Just so you know thank you very much for being here this evening, for adjusting your calendar. Mm-hmm. The good news is we won't need a meeting next week. The item we mm-hmm. thought we were going to have isn't going to be ready for mm-hmm. next week. So next week's meeting is canceled, so mm-hmm. you have a Monday night that's freed up. But we will have a meeting on the 26th, and mm-hmm. at this point in time, we have two items that we're working on for that meeting. I don't really want to say what those are yet, but we do have mm-hmm. two items. We'll really know next week. I don't want to get the community riled up if they think they're happening and then they don't. The potential is there for two items on the 26th. And we also potentially have, I know I mentioned, well, put, we pretend, we do have an item that will be ready in July. I'm not quite sure yet which date in July. We are mm-hmm. targeting July 10th. I do want to check with you all to see if you have any conflicts planned in July. It'd be the 10th mm-hmm. and the 24th are our dates mm-hmm. in July. I'm at this point thinking that if we have the meeting on the 10th, we won't need the meeting on the 24th. We'll try to set it up so that we only use one meeting in July. Mm-hmm. But I do know we have one item, and you know, depending on how quickly the applicant responds to us and things like that will depend on which date we go. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there was a press release made today that Cathedral Oaks Road mm-hmm. at the freeway, that segment over, I'm trying to think, how does that line up? That is going to be reopened tomorrow for vehicle traffic. The bike lane and the shoulder area is still going to be kind of roped off, but the roadway itself is sound. And it's too bad Ms. Scaglione left. She could fill you in. But that's going to be open to vehicular traffic as of tomorrow. While the repairs, you know, while we go out to bid and do the work on the repairs. But that part is sound. What else? Oh, I think you saw an email from the city clerk about a training session on the next Wednesday, the 14th, 5:30? 6?
Do we know it'll get covered at the training session? Like, I confirmed that I'm going to be there, but I was curious if we had any more guidance on that.
Have you received an email asking what questions you guys had? Because that was the last understanding I have was our presenters, the interim city attorneys, wanted to focus the presentation on, you know, what are some of the questions that our boards and commissions have.
We have a question. What are they going to cover?
I don't quite know where we are with that. Okay. All I know is that the last I heard is Mike wanted to ask, well, what are some of the questions from your boards and commissions, and I can focus my presentation on that. So you should be getting an email soon.
Thank you.
I just had a follow-up question. I'm unavailable that day, and so I just didn't know if there might be a possibility to receive the materials or you know, get some of the other information another way. Unfortunately, I'm attending a conference that day.
If there are written materials, I can definitely provide those to you. I think that this is not one of those ethics trainings, so there wouldn't be an online course for this. So, but we can definitely put together some materials. Even if you missed it, we can put together some materials for you.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Are there any comments from the Planning Commission? We'll start this way and just quick head note.
I have none.
None?
Great to see the city moving ahead with these capital improvement projects.
Yes, I would just agree with that. And I think it's also great to see, you know, how various funding is being leveraged. I also had another question about the timing in terms of the zoning code. My recollection is that was planned, I believe, to start in September. Is that still roughly the timeline?
I'll let Ms. Wells respond.
Yeah, so we'll start zoning back up after summer. Mm-hmm. So late August, September, then we will start back up with meetings, including there'll be a meeting with City Council and Planning Commission together. So that will be part of our public outreach process in fall.
I had no other questions. Thanks.
All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Votes?
Yes.
Aye.
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 We are closed.